And greetings, friends. A warm welcome to Tomorrow's World program. Where will you be in the next 15 to 20 years? Do you realize that the great God has a type of job or position all picked out for you? That this job is real? That there's a genuine future your Creator has in mind that will be exciting and truly fulfilling? What is really ahead for you in Tomorrow's World? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in Tomorrow's World. This week, Roderick C. Meredith asks, what is your real future? And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, events which God prophesied millennia ago are now beginning to occur. A powerful empire will soon come together in Europe. A powerful, charismatic religious leader will be the catalyst to finally bring these nations together. And sorrow upon sorrow is really ahead for the American and British descended peoples. Unless we repent and turn to the God of the Bible as we have never done before. Probably in your lifetime, the great tribulation which Jesus Christ predicted will be upon us. Notice what Jesus himself prophesied. Turn with me in your Bible. Check up on me. I'm going to tell you things that are going to start happening and in fact are beginning to happen right now. And you need to know, you need to understand world events. Turn to Matthew chapter 24. And beginning in verse 3, now as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one deceives you. That's the first thing to watch for. Are there going to be a few oddballs living in caves or out in the desert, or some oddball in some big city ghetto? Notice what Jesus said. For many, not a few, many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. They'll tell you Jesus is the Christ and will deceive many. And all through your Bible, it is the many who are deceived. Satan has deceived the whole world. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For a nation will rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom, another Greek word meaning alliances of nations or world wars, they're going to occur. And then there will be famines, tremendous lack of food and starvation, pestilence, disease epidemics sweeping the earth at the end of days, and earthquakes. There have always been earthquakes, my friends. Jesus must be talking about increasing and more powerful earthquakes. And he is. When you read the rest of the prophecies, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Somewhere on this earth is the true church of God. Somewhere on this earth are the true people of God. And somehow, some way at the time of the end, even though they're called the little flock in the Bible, they're going to give a powerful witness of the coming kingdom of God. And they're going to be greatly persecuted. And God makes that very, very clear in scripture after scripture in the Bible. Yes, Jesus warned his people that these things were to occur, and there was going to be a religious tribulation and also a national tribulation on Israel and the whole house of Israel, as we've seen elsewhere. Turning down to verse 21, you'll see he's beginning to talk about that. Then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. The greatest time of trouble in human history. This is not picnic stuff. This is not a Sunday afternoon picnic. This is not sweet Jesus off in a manger. This is the great God of creation intervening and shaking the nations as they have never been shaken before. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. or some translations explain it, no flesh would be saved alive. In other words, it would be cosmicide, the utter obliteration of all human life. Only in the last few decades has that been possible, my friends. Now we have atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs, nerve gases, all kinds of things that can be used. No flesh would be saved in this coming tribulation. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Yes, the great God will intervene, but there would be cosmicide unless he did. Notice down in verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Yes, God's going to shake even the heavenly bodies, plus every mountain and every island out of its place, as we read back in the book of Revelation. Then, the sign of the Son of Man, a great blinding light is going to come down, and people will be deceived by the false religions of this earth, and they won't even understand what that is. But the sign of the Son of Man will come, and then the tribes of the earth will mourn. Instead of the people being happy, they're going to be in mourning. They're going to be sorry. They're going to say, what on earth is happening? We don't understand this. We don't like this. And they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and glory. That alone ought to let you realize that the vast majority of human beings will be deceived when Christ returns. And he will send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet. Yes, there's going to be seven trumps, seven great literal trumps sounding and showing and heralding terrible events that will take place right up to his coming. And at the seventh trumpet, Christ will return. And the sound of a trumpet will occur, and they will gather together his elect, the true saints of God, from one end of heaven to the other. They're all going to be brought back down to this earth to join Christ on the Mount of Olives, because he's coming back to rule this earth. Notice Revelation chapter 11 now. Chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded. That's the seventh trumpet. And there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Christ will reign. The kingdoms of this world, not up in heaven. Christ is coming again at the last trumpet. A real king on this earth. He's coming to straighten out the wars, the misery, the sickness, the frustration, the emptiness of human beings, and stop them from blowing themselves up. He's going to come to this earth. Won't he have others helping him, my friends? You know, one man can't just be everywhere. Of course, he's God, but will he just suddenly appear everywhere at once? The Bible shows he is going to have others to help him bring peace and joy to this war-torn, confused world. He will have help, and that is exactly where you and I come in. Remember Sir Winston Churchill, often called by millions the man of the century? Speaking before the American Congress, Mr. Churchill stated, there's a great design and purpose being worked out here below. My friends, when you understand that great purpose involves the wonderful opportunity you and I have to become Christ's assistants in ruling and in bringing genuine peace to this earth. No, Churchill did not understand that. But he knew something was going on, a great purpose, and you can understand that purpose. Now turn to Revelation chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. It says, John to the seven churches in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us, yes, God through Christ in his plan, in his purpose, has a job for you if you're willing. If you will open your mind and open your heart to do what God says and to live by this book, to understand this book, to be willing to follow what God says rather than human tradition, in his plan and purpose, Christ has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That has always been God's purpose. He's wanted others to be with Christ to help rule this earth. He's wanted more sons in his family. There is so much more to true Christianity, my friends, than just believing in Jesus, giving your heart to the Lord, and floating off to heaven. Think. Prove these things in your Bible. If that's all there is to it, just getting sentimental about the person of Christ, then why are Christians tried and tested so much? Why do we have to go through suffering and to remain faithful to the very end? Because real Christians, when you understand, are in training. You and I, if we give our lives to God through the true Jesus Christ, will be in training to become kings and priests under Christ. We must study His Word. We must have the mind of Christ. We must overcome. We must let Him live His life in us through the Holy Spirit. God must be absolutely sure that His true saints will be faithful. He created a great powerful being years ago called Lucifer, who is going to rule over this earth and is, in fact, the invisible God of this world right now. But Lucifer rebelled. He turned against God. And now he's called Satan, the adversary. God needs to be sure where we stand. Not just that we're sentimental about Jesus, but they're willing to obey God. Remember, Jesus said so many different ways, and the one way he said it was back in Luke 6, verse 46. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Jesus is not your Lord unless you obey him. And you've got to overcome and learn to do what he says and overcome yourself, your human nature, overcome the world, overcome Satan the devil. Notice in Revelation chapter 2, it tells us this exactly right here. Yes, we're in training. We've got to develop character and let God put His character in us through the Holy Spirit. Revelation 2, verse 26, "And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations." Yes, we will be kings. Christ is King of kings. "He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessel shall be broken in pieces, as I also received from my Father." Yes, Jesus is given that same power, but he's giving us that same authority under him in tomorrow's world, in the resurrection, when Christ comes again. Notice Revelation 5 now. Revelation 5, verse 9, "They sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you," talking of Christ, "you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." We're not going off to heaven with nothing to do or to rule on this earth. God's kingdom is a real kingdom to be set up right here, my friends. Your job, your future, when you understand. We should become passionate about wanting to serve the true Christ of the Bible and to serve our true kingdom, our true government. Remember President John F. Kennedy, this vibrant young president cut off in the middle of his life, in a sense? Remember his inspiring words. He said, "Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." Our ultimate country, if we're true Christians, is the kingdom of God. Our kingdom is above. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Ours is the kingdom of God. We should desire to serve under the true Jesus Christ of the Bible with all of our heart and mind and being. We should want to serve Him when He comes again, and His kingdom should be very real to us. So we've got to understand, and it should be very important to us, more important than anything else in our lives. Jesus said that. Notice back in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 31, "Therefore do not worry, saying, What shall we eat or drink or wear? For after all these things did the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." Of course He does. "But seek first," here's the message of Jesus Christ, "seek first above everything else, first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His character. Build that character. Yield to God, surrender to God, cry out to God that He will give you the character to serve under Christ and to fulfill the purpose for which you were born. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, All these material things shall be added to you. That's what God tells us. That's what Jesus said. At this point, my friends, I invite you to call or write for a free copy, absolutely free, of our very meaningful booklet, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. This powerful, interesting booklet really explains what I've been talking about on this program. This booklet will make Christ's coming kingdom far more real. It's inspiring. How God Intervenes in World Affairs will be sent absolutely free upon your request. Be sure to study this booklet and come to understand the genuine calling of all true followers of Jesus Christ. For this booklet, God's intervention makes the future real. Just write for the booklet or call us and ask for God's intervention. Call right now before you forget.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now, my friends, back to our topic. We were in Matthew 6:33, the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus was talking about this wonderful coming kingdom, the government of God to be set up on this earth. He said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all the physical things people want, will be added. But seek first God's kingdom and his very character, his righteousness. Seek that above everything else." Notice back in Revelation chapter 20, and notice verse 6 here. "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Yes, a real government will be set up, and it will fulfill the genuine purpose for which God has created you. This is your future, the coming kingdom of God, and if you yield to God, you're a part in it. The early Christians understood this, my friends, and they believed in this wonderful purpose. But during the Dark Ages, much truth was stamped out. People turned away from what the Bible said and what the early Christians believed and taught. The most famous history describing the Roman Empire tells us what really happened. And it wasn't written with some religious prejudice. It was written by a secular historian, Edward Gibbon, in his monumental work, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Mr. Gibbon describes this important issue that we're talking about, and I quote from The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, "The ancient and popular doctrine of the millennium was intimately connected with the second coming of Christ. As the works of creation had been finished in 6 days, their duration in their present state, according to a tradition attributed to the prophet Elijah, was fixed to 6,000 years. By the same analogy, it was inferred that this long period of labor and contention, which has now almost elapsed, would be succeeded by a joyful Sabbath of 1,000 years, and that Christ, with his triumphant band of saints and the elect who had escaped death or who had been miraculously revived, would reign upon earth until the time appointed for the last and general resurrection." As you see, he talked, this is secular historian, about the beliefs of the early Church of God, that they taught about a millennium. They talked about the saints ruling on this earth under Jesus Christ. They understood, and you need to understand, because the Bible is full of it. The prophet Daniel also described this great purpose for the true saints of God. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 7 in your Bible, verse 26. "The court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion and consume and destroy it forever. then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven, this is the kingdoms of this world, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Yes, they will be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. That is you and me, if we will give our lives to God unreservedly and fulfill the purpose for which we've been made. This is not some pie-in-the-sky sentiment. This is the genuine calling of all those willing to understand, of all those willing to surrender to the true Jesus Christ of the Bible, not just a Savior. We must do that and deeply appreciate what Jesus did in His death for us, but also surrender to Him as our King, our Lord and Master, the one we obey, and learn to do what He said, and let Him live His life in us through the Holy Spirit. You older folks remember Franklin Roosevelt, President of the United States, during the Great Depression and the whole Second World War. Remember how President Roosevelt told a frightened group of Americans at the time of the Depression, and I quote, "We have a rendezvous with destiny." My friends, you and I have a powerful rendezvous with destiny if we're willing to forsake human tradition and truly believe the real good news of Jesus Christ's message. Be willing to understand, be willing to prove these things. For if we do, we can join the living Jesus Christ, who's alive at God's right hand. We can join Him in bringing peace and joy to a very confused world. Boy, that's going to be exciting, and that will be very real. Get this booklet we're advertising. Think about it. Prove it. Have part in what is really ahead, the genuine future. Notice Psalm 149, turning back to the Psalms written by King David, the man after God's own heart. Psalm 149, verse 5. "Let the saints be joyful and glory, and let them sing aloud in their beds, and let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all His saints." Hallelujah! Yes, let us rejoice that we have the opportunity, perhaps within 10, 20 years, whenever Christ comes, if we yield to God, to help take the Adolf Hitlers and the Mao Zedongs and the Osama bin Ladens and the Saddam Husseins and bind them and cut them off and keep them from hurting others and straighten out this earth. This earth needs to be straightened out, and Christ's kingdom is going to come and do that. And we have that opportunity. We have that privilege. Again, be absolutely sure to write or call immediately, my friends, and request your copy of this most inspiring booklet, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. This powerful, interesting booklet really explains what I've been talking about on this program. This booklet will make Christ's coming kingdom far more real. It's inspiring. Be sure to study this booklet and come to understand the genuine calling of all true followers of Jesus Christ. For this booklet, God's intervention makes the future real. Just write for the booklet or call us and ask for God's intervention. Call right now before you forget.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579, that's 1-800-934-5579, or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, I hope that all of you will begin to realize the genuine purpose for true Christians, and how that purpose goes far beyond what you have been taught in the past, the vast majority of you. Notice these inspired words of the Apostle Paul. This is real. This is Paul's teaching, as well as all the rest we read. Paul's teaching, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Why would you go down the street to some worldly court? He's asking these Christians. You've got to learn to judge one another. You've got to learn to think things through. You're training. You're in training to be judges. You're in training to be kings and priests, my friends. He said in verse 3, do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Yes, under Christ, we're going to help judge the heavenly hosts. We're in training to be kings and priests under the living Jesus Christ. So all of us need to get ready now for the coming world government under the Jesus Christ, the real Christ, who will return soon to this earth. We should prepare to serve under our Lord and King. It should be the most exciting thing in our lives. We should study God's Word. Study this Word. Feed on it. Think about it. Understand it. Ask God for understanding. Be willing to break out of tradition and do what God says and follow His will and fervently pray for right understanding. We should really seek first the kingdom of God, for if we're willing, that is our real future. Our real future is in this coming government that Christ is going to set up on this earth when He returns as King of Kings, King over the other kings, and we can be those other kings assisting Him. We're not going to float off to heaven with nothing to do. True saints of God are called to have a tremendous opportunity to serve, to save, to help, to heal, to bless and encourage these confused people in this war-torn world. Fulfill your opportunity. Act on the truth. Again, be sure to call now and request your copy of this very meaningful and encouraging booklet, How God Intervenes in World Affairs. Just ask for the booklet, God's Intervention. It will help you understand what really happens just ahead in your lifetime. And tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. The whole purpose of life, future prophecy, things you won't get on any other program. Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.